Elizabeth Kramer with Mission Network News. The war in Ukraine has just entered its fourth year. Fighting between Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian forces has intensified again. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba says,
we see that the European Union posted new sanctions and the United States. It does not work for Russia. They continue pushing their agenda, supporting the separatists, so that they are still fighting.
Ukraine hosts the largest internally displaced people population in the world. At the same time, international aid has dried up. Rakhuba says believers have mobilized to meet the needs.
And not just food. We provide scripture for them. We provide counseling. We disciple them. We help them to find hope, hope in Jesus. And that's what the church is doing today in forgotten war in Ukraine.
And Audio Scripture Ministries is tackling an ambitious Great Commission goal. In southern Mexico alone, there are 120 spoken languages. And with the help of Wycliffe Bible translators, ASM wants to get Scripture in all of those languages translated and recorded. Each newly recorded audio Bible translation means another community gets access to God's Word in their heart language. Jim Loker with ASM shares the story of one town that was saturated with witchcraft.
We were advised never to go through this town because the power of witchcraft was so great. People told us to skirt the town and you know, just drive around it. Well, over the course of time, the New Testament was translated. The audio Bibles then started to be distributed, and people started to listen. We've seen more than 2,000 people come to Christ.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. Why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.